plan for Ukraine. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Ukrainian officials claiming that Russia wants Ukraine to be like North and South Korea, split into two. Russian authorities censoring Ukrainian President Zelensky's interview with Russian media outlets. President Zelensky speaking with the outlets about laying out a roadmap for peace in Ukraine. Some areas in Ukraine have had their supply chains cut off, leaving residents desperate for essentials, including food and medication.
The mayor says that both of the sites, the oil depot and a factory used by the military, were both struck twice. The shock of the explosions blowing out the windows of nearby buildings. In Lviv, much of life has seemed to return to normalcy. We saw people out walking their dogs, going for runs. Now also in Kyiv, high school students and university students will start school again on Monday. They will learn virtually, but again, finding any sense of normalcy.
Fox's Alex Hogan in Lviv, Ukraine. Ukrainian negotiator announcing Sunday that Russia and Ukraine will do peace talks Monday in Istanbul, Turkey. The 94th Academy Awards taking place Sunday from the Dolby Theater in Los Angeles. Michelle Polino has the report on some of the night's big winners.
CODA was the night's big winner with three, nabbing Best Picture, Adapted Screenplay, as well as Supporting Actor for Troy Kotsur.
To my mom, my dad and my brother Mark, they're not here today, but look at me now. I did it.
Sound courtesy of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences and ABC. Dune picked up six awards, including Best Cinematography. Will Smith took home the Best Actor Award for King Richard.
Jessica Chastain winning Best Actress. Jane Campion winning Best Director for The Power of the Dog. And one of the most shocking moments in Oscar history occurring when Will Smith slapped comedian Chris Rock on stage after he made a joke about Smith's wife, Jada Pinkett Smith. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A parking garage under construction collapsing Saturday evening in Boston. Police identifying 51-year-old Peter Mancini as the construction worker who was killed in the collapse.
Part of the garage, which was being demolished, came down after a concrete slab on the ninth floor collapsed. Boston Fire Commissioner Jack Dempsey says a construction worker operating a crane fell over the side of the garage when the structure collapsed. That worker was found under a pile of rubble and was pronounced dead at the scene. There's no word on the condition of the second person who was hospitalized. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams saying he is making good on his campaign promise to help remedy his city's homeless crisis.
The mayor telling the New York Times on Friday that city officials are planning to remove makeshift shelters set up by homeless people on city streets. That promise and a pledge to get tough on crime were the cornerstones of Adams' campaign last year. The mayor not going into detail about what the plan entails, but it comes after he also announced a push to remove homeless people from the city's subway system in response to assaults and other aggressive behavior. Eric Adams is a retired New York City Transit police officer. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
A new film taking over the top spot at the weekend box office. Fox's Mary Corsetti has the report.
Sandra Bullock and Channing Tatum led the action-adventure comedy throwback The Lost City to a $31 million debut in U.S. and Canadian theaters over the weekend, dethroning The Batman from the number one spot. The superhero film fell to second place in its fourth week of release and added $20.5 million to its domestic total of $332 million, while the Indian epic Rise, Roar, Revolt opened with $9.5 million, one of the largest releases ever for a movie from India. The action-adventure flick Uncharted is still staying strong, landing at number number 4, making $5 million at the box office. Rounding it out at number 5 is the Japanese fantasy film Jujutsu Kaisen with $4.6
million. The Batman raking up $673 million worldwide. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.